brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, your community talk radio station with more talk radio, local radio, than any other place in, you know, Northern, maybe all of California. So many shows. If you can't find something you like.
And happy
you're
Friday.
You're not trying. Well, here, honey. Here.
No, happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
It's fabulous. We got Pet of the Weekend. It's about 60 degrees in the downtown studios, and we got a lot to cover today, don't we?
Yeah, well, let's start off with our Wells Fargo advisor, Chris Lasondek. Hi, Chris. Hello, Chris.
Good morning,
hey,
Carl.
Hey, how you doing, Chris?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you doing on this lovely Friday?
Great. How's the how's the that powerlifting going, buddy?
I'm sore today.
I get sore thinking about how much you lift.
Last night was leg night, so squats at about 4 1/4.
That's 425 pounds, my friends, in case you were just thinking, what's he doing? Wow. Hey, what's happening with our friends on Wall Street?
Well, we're a little over 30 minutes into today's trading, and the markets are in positive territory after a better than expected April jobs report. Currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 42 points at 16,601. The S&P 500 adding 3 points at 1886, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 4 points at 4132. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 115 million shares. Looking at some of the most actively traded issues today, Facebook is up 9 cents at 61.24, Bank of America adding 16 cents at 15.25, Rite Aid's up 22 cents at 7.92, and Pfizer down 30 cents at $30.85. Of local interest, PG&E down 47 cents at 45.28, Home Depot's up 58 cents at 79.91, and Sturm Ruger up 77 cents at 67.49. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.65%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.45. Oil's up 6 cents a barrel at 99.48. And precious metals are mixed, with gold down $2.63 an ounce at $1,281 even, while silver is up 3 cents at $19.03 an ounce. This is Chris Lasondek at the Rating Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 708-808-908, right here on Free Fire Radio. And, you know, if you want the right information on what's going on, the investments, financial freedom, give them a call, 243-7561. Talk to any one of them down there. They're all good. Hey, sweetheart.
Good morning. And
you know what? No. You look like May.
It's May.
Yeah, it's May 2nd, and you look like May.
Yesterday.
You're here with a beautiful red, a polka dot, a red dress with white polka dots, and pearls hanging down.
Well, it's May, and we were talking last night when we did our Thursday night show last night. We did May Day and what it is to, you know, the maypole. May is representative of kind of like, for some cultures, it's called, you know, when the goddess awakens, and, you know, it's when the things start to bloom in May days.
Is it something like because goddesses and all this that?
That I'm dressing with red polka dots?
Well, no, I was just wondering about how up in today we still celebrate that in many, many places in the United States with pole dancing. Is that what we're talking about?
I'm not sure. I did the maypole. That's interesting. Anyway, again, we were talking about the temperature today. We're going to have around 87. Yesterday got over 90. Saturday looks like it's 79. Sunday, we have a slight chance of showers on Sunday, folks. Temperatures around 72. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And again, 60 degrees. If you're just tuning in on this lovely May 2nd here on KCNR, Shasta Gas Propane, our customers are our warm friends. And we have a cat in the, a kitty.
We have a cat in the audience.
Well, we also have Spencer from Haven Humane. I wanted to come in specifically to say hello to you this morning.
Good morning.
Hey, okay, now you've got a very active kitty here.
Yes, I do. I brought Twitch with me this morning.
Twitch.
Twitch is about a six-month-old domestic short hair. He's a really unique color. He's a tabby, but he's gray and black with a white blaze down his chest. And we gave him the name of Twitch because he was born with some neurological thing going on with him. We had him checked out by our vet, perfectly healthy and happy. So he does this little weird wobble thing when he's walking or just when he's sitting down. He's just a little wobbly cat. So that's how we got the name Twitch.
Oh, we all have a little of that going on in us, but, he is, adorable and, very active, but you know, he knows his name.
Little white paws.
He already knows his name because he's looking at us when we say Twitch.
Little white paws. He's so active. Look at him. He's just, you know, when they say curious as a cat. He is just looking around here. He came running over. He wanted to type on the computer. And now he's just kind of like letting you scratch him.
Now, May is cat, all about Cat Awareness Month at Haven Humane, correct?
Correct.
So what's going on? Give us some, what that means. I mean, we did have Mark's story on. We talked about that the cat population begins now. So let's really think if you're going to adopt, now's the time, and spay and neutering and all of the important parts of that. But, so how can somebody find Twitch?
Well, all you would have to do is swing by the shelter and ask any of the employees about Twitch. He's actually become a staff favorite as well as Mark's. He is actually Mark Story's favorite, our CEO. He has his CEO's, stamp of approval on him. Yeah, he's the CEO's pick. And he's just a great cat. So every and any employee that you contact at Haven Humane knows who Twitch is and knows about him. He's such a cool and unique cat. His personality, just every employee has fallen in love with him.
Wow.
Well, okay, now, who do they call?
You could give us a call at 241-1653. And like I was saying, anybody that answers the phone knows exactly who Twitch is.
Well, you know, I've really been enjoying the Facebook pages. I don't look at Facebook a lot. But when I do, every so often I get to see like a series of photos that you all put on Facebook of animals with their new all-time owners or full-time owners or forever owners. Right.
Yes. Yeah. We like to promote all of our
something.
our new all of the pets that go into their new forever homes. We like to take pictures of everybody and add them to our wall of fame, as well as post them on our Facebook page. It's great. It's just amazing how many pets that we are able to place through our shelter.
Super. Great. Okay. All right. Haven Humane, another great cat. This cat's been upside down looking at me for 5 minutes now.
So cute.
It is. Okay. Spencer, thanks again for bringing me in for everything you do with this, for these animals.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.
I know it means a lot, you know. I know it means a lot to you, and I know it's not an easy job. Okay, hey, Linda and Carl Bott, we'll be right back. It's Friday, May the 2nd, and well, you know, maybe we can get a little bit deeper into this. Well, if it's the 1st of May, you know, and this is like where there are dances of fertility. Was that what it is? Is that what you're talking
about? We'll talk about it. I will have a better description of what May Day really represented and how it started off with
talking about a little
goddess energy.
You know, we've been hearing about this woman, or we've been hearing about the VA and how they had a separate set of books in Phoenix. And it looks like the head of the VA's veteran hospital there in Phoenix has been put on indefinite leave. And then, of course, there's Benghazi. And a number of things are happening right around here, plus good news about Shasta County. We're used to that, you know, fifth worst. Oh, my gosh. Now we are the best. We'll be right back.
Join us tonight at the For Pete's Sake Cruise Night and Dinner, 6 to 9 p.m. in the city of Shasta Lake as they kick off the annual Shasta Damboree Celebration. Friday night, friends and family gather at the John Baudet Community Center for the annual car cruise and $10 barbecue dinner. Entry forms for the cruise can be found online or at the event. For more information and entry forms, go online to ShastaDamboree.org or call 949-2759. All proceeds benefit the Pete Maché Scholarship Fund. Don't miss the For Pete's Sake Cruise Night and Barbecue. Sponsored in part by Redding Tire Center. Whether you're getting ready for a road trip, RVing, or off-road adventures, Redding Tire Factory can make sure your tires are ready to roll. Whether for passenger, light trucks, or ATVs, Redding Tire Factory carries a wide variety of name brand tires, including Goodyear, Cooper, Yokohama, and Nokian, all with the best warranty in the West. Enjoy the For Pete's Sake Cruise Night and Dinner tonight and the Damboree Pancake Breakfast Parade and all-day activities tomorrow.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
Haven Humane Society is excited to announce our 6th annual Dog-a-thon Family Festival on June 7th from 3 to 7 p.m. Bring the whole family out to enjoy carnival games, splash dog jumping, the Westminster Dog Show, and more. This year we are having a barbecue and concert from 7 to 10 p.m. The Boot Scootin' Doggies event starts with a 6 p.m. Yappy Hour and features the band Cattle Rocket. Tickets are $25 and support our goal of a day when there are no more homeless pets. For information, call 241-5262 or visit havenhumane.net.
What a perfect song.
American Idol. Did you watch that last night?
No. Well, I guess I did, because if you watch it, I watch it. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends down there at Orchard Nutrition. Joe and the gang have, I shouldn't say gang, Joe and his associates have everything down there for a nutritious life. Food, organic food, raw food, supplements, foods, anything you can think of, and the most in anywhere in Northern California. Plus, they have classes on health and diet, which, as we learned earlier this week with a lady that was here on for diabetes, Joanne Tippin, that $200 billion a year is spent on this. So, in-store deli, nutritionist. All located in the Cypress Square Shopping Center at Orchard Nutrition. Give them a call at 244-9141. Orchard Nutrition is your center for a healthy lifestyle.
Okay, give me a second. Let me tell you about May Day.
Okay.
Okay, I have to tell you. The earliest May Day celebrations appeared in pre-Christian times when the festival of Flora, the Roman goddess of flowers, and the Walpurgis Night celebrations of the Germanic countries. It is also associated with the Gaelic Beltane. Many pagan celebrations were abandoned or Christianized during the process of conversion in Europe. A more secular version of May Day continues to be observed in Europe and America. In this form, May Day be best known for its tradition of dancing the maypole dance and crowning of the Queen Mary. Now, in the Roman Catholic tradition, May is observed as Mary's month. In these circles, May Day is usually a celebration of Blessed Virgin Mary in the connection it works in connections with work of art, school skits, and so forth. So that's what May Day is. That was yesterday, and that, you know, it just feels like when May hits, it's like the blossoming and the blooming of like a new beginning.
Well, in Montana State University, they have chants that go, hooray, hooray, for the 1st of May. Outdoor beer drinking begins today. Because up to then, if they drank, they would be found in like, what, in snowdrifts, right?
Yeah.
Savannah? I know you would never partake of that.
It was a survival technique.
It was a survival technique. Waiting till May 1st or laying in the snow to stop the bleeding. No. Hey, they celebrated May Day in Seattle with a riot. They usually do that. Usually May Day, they have, Seattle gets together and they have a May Day parade or protest. And this year it was about immigration or something else, but then it turned into a riot. But they usually have riots up there on May Day in Seattle. And they can't figure out why. Well, go watch. Okay. Good news. Shasta County is seventh in the nation in clean air. That's right. In clean air. We are the only city in California to crack the top 40. We've been cracking the top 40 and things like crime and not feeling nice about yourselves and all that, but we are in the top 40, the seventh in the nation, the only one from California to make it. Now, however, in the 10 worst polluted cities in the entire nation, California leading the road, leading six of the 10 are from California. Now, Fresno, LA, San Francisco made 10. Now, if you remember the place in the whole United States that the people were the happiest, right? Or most felt the best about themselves, it was Provo, Utah. Right?
Oh, I thought it was Hawaii.
No, Provo, Utah. Provo, Utah, though, is one of the top 10 polluted cities in America. So I'm wondering if maybe they were sucking in so many particulates that maybe it's affected their brain.
That's interesting to me.
Isn't it?
That's fascinating that Provo would be one of the most
polluted cities.
Polluted.
Yeah.
Because when I think of Provo, I think of BYU.
Uh-huh.
And Mormons don't use tobacco.
Well, it doesn't have anything to do, it has to do with traffic. That's why they're saying.
There is a lot of traffic. We drove through there last year.
Fresno, Madera is the worst in the nation. They're saying, in that city, they have two major interstates that go through there and a lot of farming. So you have all the particulates in the air. But yeah, Provo and Salt Lake City, Provo, Orem, Utah, number 8 in the nation from being the most polluted. We, however, and okay, let's stand up and cheer. We are the best. Number 7, Redding, Red Bluff. And I guess, you know, somehow 2 years ago, we were one of the worst. We went from an F 2 years ago to earning A and C this year. So figure that out. Maybe it's the way the winds changed or something, or maybe it was after the fires. Who knows? Water quotas to be cut to farmers because of the drought. Take less from the river. As you know, there's no snowpack, and we've had very, very little rain. 10% of California farmland is going to be unused, non-irrigated, so you can't use it. 800,000 acres, 10%, which means the cost of food is going to skyrocket again. So it's already going up. Beef is the highest.
Grow your own.
Beef is the highest it's ever been. You've got, just being shortages of this and not being able to irrigate. So it's going to make things more expensive. Then you add to that the cost of moving it. Gasoline is over $4 a gallon. Of course, diesel is even more expensive. Over $4 a gallon in our state. Why? We're here that it's not going to hurt the guy that owns the earth. They're trying to make him sell the Clippers. It's not going to hurt him. It's not going to hurt a lot of people in those ranges. But you get down to Savannah and Carl and Linda's level, and boom, $4 gas and the cost of food and all that is going to have a tremendous impact on your life. And it doesn't have to be like that. But with our cap and trade and all these other weird things we're doing, plus the drought, stand by for a tough summer, my friends. The driver's licenses for illegals. It's been passed. It's been signed. Now they're doing a little tweaking on it, and they're saying a businessman can ask to see that license. And so when he sees the license, you know, say for so they can identify him for identification. Mm-hmm. And I'm not clear on this. We're going to have to talk to Brian Daly how this is supposed to work, but it supposedly is, can I use this? Okay. It's illegal to, it's against the law to hire somebody that's illegal. So I can use this to say, I'm sorry, you're not here legally. I can't hire you. But yet other agencies can't use the driver's license. In other words,
We could
look at, I think that's what it's saying is, I said, okay, show us some identification. We want to take a copy of your driver's license. And it shows on there that they're illegal. Well, I'm sorry, I can't hire you. Because you're illegal. You're not here legal. So, I'm not sure that's how it's working or if that's what they're trying to do. Or they're trying to make it so you can't tell.
You know, what I like to look at here is,
we need to talk to Dally's people.
Yeah. Let's do that. trending on social right now. Tell me which one you would like me to pull up and we can discuss that if there's anything. Spring stunner, jobs report blows past forecasts. Obama, deporter in chief, not quite. Teen plotted to kill family, bomb schools. VA doctor blows whistle on patient care failures.
Yeah, that's the one in Phoenix that we were talking about where the, he said over 40 patients at the VA center down in Phoenix died. They had two sets of books. They had one on, that had different names and people in there. And the,
it says her coworker explained, late on Sunday night, while you're looking for what you have, Dr. Catherine Mitchell said she received a phone call from a fellow employee at the Phoenix VA hospital who needed advice on how to handle a sensitive situation. Her coworker explained that records were being destroyed that very moment in the Phoenix VA healthcare system, but he had preserved evidence of what he believed were falsified evidence of what he believed to be falsified at the times of the medical care, the purported secret list, in quotations, along with accusations that up to 40 Arizona veterans died awaiting care, are the subject of national controversy and investigations by the Congress of VA Inspector General.
Right, and the Congress has said immediately stop destroying the paperwork, because that's what they were doing. They were getting rid of it because of the inspections. So they were supposed to stop. Anyway, the woman that's in charge of this, Sharon something rather, has been put on indefinite leave along with two others. And the, Shininsky who heads up, Eric Shininsky who heads up the he's the Secretary of Veterans Affairs said, if they're true, absolutely unacceptable, and if these are true, swift and appropriate action will be taken. What? Are you going to put like criminal charges against them? What about the VA employees you found 1500 records that they had buried out in the woods? What about this guy down in Oakland that, you know, that the mantra down there has been reported to have been, delay, deny until they die. Type things. I mean, you know, look, Congressman Lamoff is going to be on today. I'm going to talk to him about that. And, you know, so it's things like this when you get into them. Okay, the city of Reading, remember the other day we talked about, having a homeless, village built here for our homeless. Yeah, build it and they will come. They're going to start a survey at the homeless camps this summer. And the reason is that they want to start a program where it's homeward bound. San Francisco started it. I think it's a good idea. What you do is you find the homeless that maybe just really want to get home. They want to get back to Illinois or Minot, North Dakota or something like that. And so what San Francisco was doing was giving them a one-way ticket and meal vouchers back home. So we're looking at doing this. And so, and Good News Rescue Mission would be the ones that kind of, would be the ones to take care of it. This, you know, they're saying it's very preliminary. Right now they're going to do, and they're doing surveys of the camps. They're saying, the advocates say there's 3,200 people living on the streets are at risk of falling through the cracks. Cops tell, Chief Rob Paletti, Reading Police Chief, they never see homeless children in the camps. So, there's something going, you know, people use the numbers the way they want to. However, here's the thing is, if we can find them, if they want to get home, I'm all for sending people home with one-way tickets. And the businesses could all, you know, put money in. Hey, I'm up for $100 if it gets a homeless person home so they can be back in the bosom of their family.
Okay. Here's one. All right, we're going to take a break. Real quick.
What is it?
We got to pull it up when we get back after the messages. Currently 60 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. Happy Friday for you. It's 7:29. We'll see you right after these messages.
Creason's Mattress Gallery on Athens Avenue is your local, family-owned and family-operated complete sleep headquarters with the largest mattress inventory in the North State, featuring Organipedic by OMI, the purest latex mattress made, the Spring Air and HD line, the only mattress with a 20-year non-pro-rated warranty, and now featuring the AH Beard Luxury line with over 100 years of experience producing high-quality, handcrafted mattresses with pressure-relieving full-body orthopedic support. Creason's also carry a large selection of adjustable beds, futons, organic sheets, mattress pads, and the largest organic and regular pillow selection in town. Cresons carry more in-stock inventory than any store in the North State and provide same-day delivery. You'll find the very best prices every day at Cresons. Plus, you always receive 12 months no-interest OAC. Ask Steve, Lance, Travis, or Shane about Cresons' 60-night comfort guarantee only at Cresons Mattress Gallery. 2355 Athens Avenue, next to the Lazy Boy Furniture Gallery, home of the best price and the best selection. Remember, your waking hours are only as good as your last night's sleep.
The 66th Annual Reading Rodeo thunders into town May 14th through 17th. It's 4 days of action-packed rodeo with three performances of the Wrangler Million Dollar Silver Tour Rodeo. Wednesday and Thursday are family night. Both nights, all grandstand seating is priced at general admission. And Friday is Tough Enough to Wear Pink, night sponsored by Pendleton Whiskey. Saturday night, it's the Wrangler Champions Challenge and Tri-Counties Bank Night as the top 10 in each event compete for one night $80,000 purse. Over 50 championships will be represented in this one night of rodeo. The Reading Rodeo will be jam-packed full of exciting family entertainment all four nights. Tickets are on sale now for all events. For tickets, go online to ReadingRodeo.com or visit the Reading Rodeo box office at the Reading Rodeo grounds Monday through Saturday, 9 to 7 p.m. or order by phone at 241-8859. Follow the Reading Rodeo on Facebook for up-to-date rodeo information and events. The Reading Rodeo grounds roar to life for the annual Reading Rodeo.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Ted Lighty here with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. The fact that female victims are more likely to be injured in an assault is undisputed. Call NorCal Firearms Instruction today to learn about our ladies-only personal protection class. This popular course is designed to teach the skills, attitude, and knowledge needed to protect yourself with a firearm. Our classes fill early, so contact us today at 999-1822 or read our reviews and register for a class at readingccw.com. This is Ted Lighty, and I'll see you at the range.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Abad. Good morning. It is 7:33 in the morning. It's 62 degrees. We're going to go up to 90 today. This portion of the show is brought to you by Indwelling, our friends down there, Dilgesh and Andrea Abrahams. You talk about an eclectic collection of furniture, but eclectic makes it sound like it's not top value, which this is. So I'm going to say it's a type of furniture store that does not exist.
Unusual and beautiful in collection.
Here, up here in Reading. Yeah.
Constantly changing with floor coverings and wonderful lamps and every kind of furniture piece that you could want to enhance your surroundings.
We're looking for a desk from there for our new studios here. But give them a call, 361-6727. They're at 1760 California Street across from Jack's in the, in that little shopping center where Bombay's is Indwelling. You know, the other day we were approached about having this The Odyssey of the Mind team from I think it's Sequoia coming in, and they're competing in the world finals. Well, we get an immediate message saying, guess what?
Now, wait a minute here. We got another one.
We've got another team in town that's going to the Worlds, and we're here with Jeffrey Sharp. From Grants Elementary School with their Odyssey team.
The Air Dogs.
Made up of fifth graders.
So woohoo!
Let's start real quick by saying good morning to Jeff. Jeff, good morning. Tell us what the Odyssey of the Mind is.
Odyssey of the Mind, it's actually world level competition where students from fourth grade all the way up into high school grades compete with long-term problem-solving projects. These are the kind of future engineers, the people who are putting together, well, how can we say it?
They're putting the future together.
That's
I mean, come on. These are the brains we need.
These are leaders of the world.
And I tell you, from just what I understand, now they take stuff they just hand to them, right? Or do they take their own stuff back show what they've done?
These are the Apollo 13 people. That's who these are.
These are the guys that think outside the box.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Well, honestly, look at them. They're all, yeah!
I know. We're going to meet the kids in a minute. Odyssey of the Mind is an international educational program sponsored by NASA that provides creative problem-solving opportunities for students from kindergarten through college, like you said. Grant school team, Air Dogs, consists of fifth graders, like you said, two girls and three boys, and you guys are all here!
Yay. All right, let's meet the Air Dogs. We'll start left, right there with you.
Michael Bunty.
And?
Michaela Price.
Well, one at a time.
Elijah Zane.
Okay, and?
Michaela.
Okay, Michaela, come on back, introduce yourself so we can hear you on there.
Michaela Price.
Because, see, we archive all these, so your parents and all your friends and everybody that's in your family can then listen to this
later.
Send it
to your grandparents in Texas.
Who's next?
Whitney Police.
Okay, and?
Angus Sharp.
Angus. I like it. Angus. No, I do. I like it. Are you from Scotland, lad?
We like the name at home. I have to tell you.
Oh, right. Any relation to Jeffrey, Angus? We're heading back to your homeland this summer. We'll bring you back a little kilt. And we're here with Mom, too, Jennifer. Hi, Mom. Not my mom.
Okay. So now, tell us about your project. Let's pick, who's the spokes kid today? All right. Get up there on the microphone.
Okay. And now he is wearing a t-shirt that says California.
Cool.
Odyssey of the Mind State Champions, mm-hmm. 2014 World Tournament. You know what? Not everybody has a shirt like that. Want to trade shirts?
So, okay, tell us how y'all came up with the idea, and what is the idea?
Well, there's six or five problems, and we chose the first problem, which is the build problem, which is driver's test. So you have to create a driver's test and complete, like, three different tasks. And we were thinking of something a theme that would be cool with a driving thing. So we thought of Snoopy and the Red Baron. So we have a doghouse that flies and it's motorized. And
does it really fly?
Well, it has the illusion of flying.
Okay, we like the illusion.
I like the idea of a fifth grader using the word illusion. Savannah and I have problems with that. We don't use the word illusion. We say, it's like that. It's not real.
Okay, so it has the illusion. I need to go into the visual of what you guys are doing and people know that, you know, that's the beauty of radio. Illusion. Parents can't help. This is something that you get together with the group, your group, fifth graders, you're all in fifth grade?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So how old are you, fifth grade? 12?
10.
So you're 10 years old. You get together. You decide this is what we're going to do. And you how did you build the Snoopy doghouse?
Well, we were driving by, and Angus, we were trying to figure out a way to make it have the illusion of flying. And Angus saw a doghouse with a 4-bar linkage that went up and down.
4-bar linkage, folks. Are you following?
Basketball hoop.
The basketball hoop.
Okay.
4-bar linkage. Illusion.
Go ahead.
And so we asked a person if they had that one because it was just sitting out there. They said we could have it, but they didn't really get us back it to us. So we went around looking for more. And we ended up coming back with 3 basketball hoops.
That sounds like a really can-do attitude.
Okay, so we put it all together, right? Mm-hmm. How'd you put your team together? You all just said, hey, let's do this? Or how'd you form up? How'd you all get why you five?
Well, a few of us have been in teams in earlier years, but Michaela, we...
The tall girl in the back.
Look, all fifth graders are taller. Girls are taller than the guys. That doesn't mean anything. Okay. Don't worry, guys. You're going to catch up.
Had you worked with Michaela in previous years?
No.
Okay.
So, she wanted to do Odyssey.
What did Michaela bring to the table? Come on down.
Whitney asked me if I wanted to join, and I said yes, so we went to a meeting, and we figured out our theme for Snoopy.
All right. Now, I just want to say is that this is just spectacular. I mean, I love this.
You guys made my day.
You guys are going back to the Worlds, and Worlds are going to be in, like, Iowa, right?
Right.
Yeah.
You know, you would think Worlds would be in some place like Monaco or... You know, someplace in Perth, Australia.
Yeah, Iowa's the heartland, man.
Bermuda would be nice.
Bermuda. You know, some BVI, you know, everybody gets, you know, anyway.
I'm sure there's a lot of space people that have been.
Iowa.
Born and bred out of Iowa.
Where are people coming from? Literally from all over the world for this?
Yes.
Yeah. Angus, hop in here, Angus. So, what other countries do you know? Canada?
Well, okay, we're from Reading, all right? So you guys now, that's another country
that's
for
half,
some people.
That's half, yeah, well, yeah. You come up here from San Francisco,
it is. Angus, what does this mean for you?
Means, well, last year we went to state, but we got third, and only first and second go to world. And so this year we wanted to try again and try to make it to world.
Okay, and okay. I'm looking at this little, a purple ribbon.
Yeah, and we also got an extra award that is Renata Fusca. It's Creativity Award.
Wow.
Great.
And you automatically advance to World even if you didn't place.
I get chills.
Let's get Whitney. Whitney, is that right? Yeah. Hop on in here. So you won first place. You won the regional, and then what happens?
And then we got, then you advanced on to state, and then we got second.
In state?
Yeah, and then we also got the Renata Fusca,
which is the creativity one. You know what, I think I'd rather have that one, frankly.
It's
the highest award.
The most coveted.
That was from Mom, that was Jennifer over here, and they have these great, great medals they were handed to them.
Out of over 200 teams at the state competition, they only gave out one.
Ooh.
And that was the fourth all the way up to the high school level.
So they gave out one award.
Second term of these
kids pulled it home.
And you guys got it from the only one in the whole state. You know,
outstanding. So we're here today, and are we going to have to
We're raising funds. How do we raise funds
to get Mom back?
Yeah, Mom, come on in here and talk to us.
Well, we are so excited. We need to raise about $10,000 to send this little team off to Iowa, and it's just paying for the team members. And so we have about three different things going on. One thing is that the community members can go to a site. It's www.gofundme.com/grantschoolairdogs. And if you go there, you can fund directly onto the website. The other thing that we're doing is we are doing a drawing, and tickets are available through the Grant School office, and it is for these two beautiful cabins in Castella on the Upper Sacramento River, and it is right on the river. And these cabins will sleep 8 people. The drawing is around May 23rd. And tickets are available, as I mentioned, through the Grant School office. And it's really a very nice deal. $5 for one ticket. And I believe you can buy 5 tickets for $20. So that is a real chance to get a very beautiful opportunity to stay for a weekend. And then you can also do a sponsorship. We will have packets available through the Grant School office for sponsorships. We've also mailed out several sponsorships to community members. But sponsorships will get you on a T-shirt that we're selling, your name and logo, and also on our banner.
Now, how much are sponsorships?
We have different levels of sponsorships. Our highest level, I believe, is a Snoopy. We have our sponsorship levels. So Snoopy and Woodstock sponsors $300, and then a Charlie Brown and Lucy sponsors $200, a Red Baron and Sally sponsors $100. But any donation, we welcome anything above that if someone would like to contribute. These are our future engineers and inventors, and we would love to be able to represent Reading at this tournament for Worlds. So Reading and the state of California.
This is great. You know, we've had so many things, we're the worst here, or this, but we're the best in air, and we got the best kids. So,
yes, we really
do.
In fact, we've had two previous teams from Reading attend the World Tournament in the past. So it's a very big deal. And they do have teams from China, Singapore, you know, from all over coming to this. So it's a very big deal.
You know, what's wonderful is to, for me personally, is to see, the 10-year-old, I want to commend you guys. These 10-year-old, we had each one of them step up to the microphone. I think you guys are all readers. Am I right? Yeah, so I think it's, you know, they to be able to step in front of a microphone on the air and have your mind clear that you can answer a question is just so wonderful, and it just, your minds are developing, you're doing such great things. We totally commend, want to do a shout out to Grant School and the Odyssey of the Mind and the Air Dogs. Woo-hoo!
Air Dogs! Right!
Did you bring this to give to us? Okay, they're not gonna let me keep them. No. Okay, hey, thank you so much. And again, just go to Grant Elementary School to their website there. I'm sure they can, will that help you out that way?
Or they can go directly to GoFundMe.
There you go. And you know what? This is, if we're gonna give up your lattes for a month. And, of course, if you're buying lattes, you could probably afford to give $100 donation. Okay, well, thank you very much. Good luck. I hope our teams come out there and from the city of Reading and just show them that we're the best.
Come on afterwards.
Oh, yeah. Come on back afterwards and tell us what it was like, okay? All right. All right. We're going to take a quick break here. Carl Lindebach, KCNR, 1460 Talk Radio at its very best.
Join us tonight at the For Pete's Sake Cruise Night and Dinner, 6 to 9 p.m. in the city of Shasta Lake as they kick off the annual Shasta Danbury Celebration. Friday night, friends and family gather at the John Baudet Community Center for the annual car cruise and $10 barbecue dinner. Entry forms for the cruise can be found online or at the event. For more information and entry forms, go online to ShastaDanbury.org or call 949-2759. All proceeds benefit the Pete Maché Scholarship Fund. Don't miss the For Pete's Sake Cruise Night and Barbecue. Sponsored in part by Redding Tire Center. Whether you're getting ready for a road trip, RVing, or off-road adventures, Redding Tire Factory can make sure your tires are ready to roll. Whether for passenger, light trucks, or ATVs, Redding Tire Factory carries a wide variety of name-brand tires, including Goodyear, Cooper, Yokohama, and Nokian, all with the best warranty in the West. Enjoy the For Pete's Sake Cruise Night and Dinner tonight and the Danbury Pancake Breakfast Parade and all-day activities tomorrow.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Howdy, Reading. Nate Abarea here. It really is a privilege getting to broadcast live sports here on KCNR 1460. And once a week, I even get to host my own talk show. The NorCal Sports Show, presented by Tay Van Car Wash, can be heard every Tuesday night at 6, right here on Free Fire Radio. Tay Van Car Wash is Reading's friendly hometown car wash, and they are proud to be a part of the North State's only local sports radio show. Tune in, call in, let it rip. The NorCal Sports Show, Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, KCNR 1460.
But tell me, did the wind sweep you off your feet? Did you find the gift?
Oh, wow. Ooh, you know what? I just love that. That. You know, I get excited when I think that, you know, there's this positive energy with, you know, children with bright futures that, you know, that care and that are moving forward and articulate and just, you know, they looked as they were clear-minded. You know, it's so nice to see that. It's very refreshing.
You know, it is. You know, when you see it, we've had two different groups of doing that. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, Estate Jewelry. I can't say enough about that. I know. I keep saying that. I'm sorry. I've got to find a new way of doing this. But, you know, frankly, when I walk into Leonard's, when I walk into Leonard's store, I look at the estate jewelry. I look at all the other, objects mm-hmm. he has or all the, you know, just the exquisite jewelry mm-hmm. he has. And then Leonard is just a hoot to talk to anyway. And he's just straight as a road, as Highway 55. Yes. You know what? That is straight and it goes forever. And that's Leonard. Give him a call at 222-2750. The only, trained watch repairman in the whole area. Four Winds Jewelry works at Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive. Let's talk about the rodeo. The rodeo is coming. Reading Rodeo is coming soon. It's, you know, it's the, you know, it was 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th. They're going to have the Champions Rodeo on that Saturday. There's only, you know, it started here. The very first Champions Rodeo, Champions Challenge started mm. right here in Reading last year, and it has spread.
It's a $200,000 purse this year.
Plus, it's a $200,000 added purse. They have more contestants than they've ever had this year. We have 450 contestants. They're talking about, this is big time. Reading Rodeo is big time. And all the events that go on with the Reading Rodeo, chili cook-off, the steak feed, the dance, everything. And you can get tickets. You know, you need to start going down and talking about that and getting your tickets to all these events. It's going to be great. At the Reading Rodeo. You know what? We're going to talk a lot about that because we're involved in it. You know, we announced the parade for the Asphalt Cowboys. We're going to be down there. You know, Linda's going to be riding the horse for, you know, and she's going to be barrel racing. Savannah has signed up for the women's bull riding contest.
It's not true. Don't go away with your Friday, you know, Friday.
It's Friday.
Fantasy Friday or
fantasy
something.
Fantasy Friday. Savannah's in. They've entered the bikini barrel racing. The girls here in the studio.
No.
Okay. All right. We'll go beyond that.
Hey, in the headlines today, a group of 22 Senate Republicans sent a letter to President Obama on Thursday urging him to abandon a review he ordered to find a way to conduct deportations more humanly. Obama has come under increasing fire from immigration advocacy groups who have asked him to ease or completely halt deportations as Congress struggles to pass a comprehensive bill that would fix the immigration system. So Obama ordered his Department of Homeland Security last month to review the deportation system, and officials there are considering a wide range of options to protect some undocumented immigrants from being deported. This is what you were talking about.
Rant number two. Is coming on. All right, we talked about driver's license, and you see this. Oh, hey, now let's just make it easy. See, we don't have to deport. Look at it. Driver's license for illegals. Yesterday, we were sent something to the Ninth Circuit Court, said illegals could serve on juries. The Enlist Act, you know, brought forward by Southern California Republicans who are running for their lives and want the Hispanic vote, that says let illegals enlist in the service. You know, the why? Why become a citizen? Driver's licenses, health care. Yeah, get health care. You got driver's license, health care. You can do just, you know, damn near anything you want. And so what happens? Why become a citizen? Now, you don't need to. Why go through that pesky thing of coming across here legally? Because you know what? You've got a bunch of people up there that are just pandering to illegal to you know the illegal operatives here about doing see what we can do to you know to just you know let them be you know let them do everything that an American citizen can do. They get scholarships, they get all this stuff. You know, where does it come in? Where does the word illegal? The word illegal used to mean something. You know, illegal. Hey, I just got a ticket for illegally parking because the parking meter went out. It cost me $28. If I was an illegal with my driver's license, guess what? Do I pay? I don't know. But I got a car, I got a ticket for illegally parking, yet if you come illegally through over the border, I get health care, I get schools, I can, you know, I get, you know, all types of services, I can get scholarships, I can serve on juries, I get my driver's license, you know, I have to pay $28 for letting my meter run out, and yet they come across the border and they get everything. Oh, no, they don't get everything. Okay, what? Oh, they're in the shadows. Are they? You know, there's, you know, and then you look at Los Angeles, which is a center of poverty down there. And why is that? Okay, you ready to go for rant number three? Jerry Brown, when he's down in Southern California talking about this, there's a factory down there that makes electric buses electric buses or something. He goes, and I said, oh, what a great thing we've got here. At the same time he's down there, Toyota announces that they're leaving with their white-collar jobs, 3,000 jobs. 3,000 jobs leave the state of California. They don't mention it. And when they bring it up to the people up there in the legislature and in the business community, you know, the guys are supposed to be enhancing business, their whole attitude was, well, so what? Well, so what? You've got and Toyota was just one of them. You've got you've got that pepper company that's being approached by seven or eight different states that makes the pepper sauce, the sriracha, and to leave. You've got, you know, there's like four or five other major companies that left all at the same time. Why are they doing this? Why are they going to other states? Well, we all know why they're going to other states, because we've got cap and trade that's going to make gas $5 a gallon. Trust me. And once this thing goes in there, watch and see how close to $5 a gallon we get within a year. Put down this day, May 2nd. Cap and trade starts next year on January 1st. By this time next year, I bet we're closer to $5 than we are $4. Savannah, dinner. Or are you agreeing with me? I mean, we can make a bet.
Would you get lost?
I agree with you.
Okay, she agrees with me. She won't bet with me. Somebody out there, give me a call right now, 605-4567. If you don't think we're going to be closer to $5 than $4 on May 2nd, 2015, I'll buy you dinner.
Really?
Any place here in town.
I remember us talking about this for some time because of the, in Europe it used to be $5. It was amazing.
It was so far over $5.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, in Portland, remember we talked about that teen that urinated in the public water and everybody freaked out about that? Well, the city of Portland has decided not to flush millions of gallons of drinking water that might have been tainted by a teenager who, you know, peed at a reservoir. But he said that he actually went on the wall and it didn't go in the water, but ever. Instead, about 35 million gallons have been diverted from the kidney-shaped reservoir, to an empty reservoir to determine how long its quality can last as public water.
Oh, come on. You've got how many thousand gallons of water? What'd you say? How many gallons of water there they were talking
millions.
About? Millions. Millions of gallons because one guy.
Yeah, they just saw him on a video that he had urinated. Three guys were drunk. One of the
First of all, it would raise the alcohol content in the lake.
Officials have planned to drain the water from Reservoir 5 into the sewer system after authorities said Dallet 19 was caught on camera 2 weeks ago appearing to urinate into it. Test results from the day after of the incident found the water was safe to drink.
Well, no. You know what? I'm just appalled.
I know.
I'm appalled. We're so stupid. You know, where does it say that the people that go to work for the bureaucracies and the government, is there an IQ test? Is there, to get in the military, you have to pass a test, you know, that says, that you don't have to have a shoe that has TGIF on it. You know what that is, Savannah? A shoe with TGIF? You know what that's for?
No.
That means toes go in first. I mean, if, you know what, if you have a shoe that says TGIF, you probably shouldn't be working for the government or any place. You should be sitting there on the corner with sunflowers.
You know, oh, we're okay, just no,
no. Now, so, let's just dump it. We're in the worst drought we've had in years. Let's dump, is this in California?
No, this is in Oregon.
Oh, I don't care. Oregon, you're just as dumb as we are. You know what? You should have a test too. We're going to dump millions of, I tell you what, take those millions of gallons. We'll pay. You put them in the tanker trucks and we'll bring them down here and we'll use it for growing things.
They are monitoring to see how long it stays fresh and clear. After learning of the urination incident, officials began dumping water into the sewer system, but the process was slowed by heavy rains. As a result, they diverted the water to the empty reservoir 6.
We've got to take a break here for the news. We're going to dug them off when we come back. You know, I find things so incredibly stupid at times. Do you? We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Labor Department says employers added a robust 288,000 jobs in April, the most in 2 years. Senior economist Mark Vittner at Wells Fargo Securities.
Happy days seem to be here again. 288,000 net new jobs, a drop in the unemployment rate to 6.3%. And when you look through the data, there are broad-based gains. We're seeing improvement in places that we haven't seen it in quite some time.
The Labor Department also revised its jobs total for February and March by combined 36,000. Russia is calling for an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council on the crisis in Ukraine as the government in Kiev cracks down on pro-Russia hotspots in eastern Ukraine. These pro-Russia forces arguing at a checkpoint, throwing tires on a fire. Pro-Russia forces shot down two Ukrainian helicopters today as the new government launched its first major offensive. Meanwhile, Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel commenting today on Russia's military actions in Ukraine.
Secretary Hagel says Russia's actions show that insecurity did not end in Europe when the Cold War came to a close. Speaking at a Washington think tank, Hagel addressed growing concerns in Europe and the implications for the NATO alliance due to Russia's actions in eastern Ukraine. Hagel urged European members of NATO to boost their investments in defense, and he added over the long run, Russia will test the limits of the NATO alliance. Hagel spoke even as European member states have continued to cut back on their defense budgets. Linda Kenyon, SRN News, Washington.
Also at SRNews.com, two U.S. senators have introduced a bill to end delays and begin construction of the Keystone XL pipeline, including Senator John Hovind of North Dakota.
We have millions of miles of pipeline, but it's so difficult to figure out whether we should build one more that produces energy and jobs.
Hovind is joined in the effort by Senator Mary Landrieu of Louisiana. This is SRN News.
BSA, the Software Alliance, assures that the reporting of software piracy is kept confidential. You reported it. Was that your experience?
Yes. I mean, the entire process was confidential. It was pretty quick and easy. I went to their website and it asked all the information. Really, they took it from there.
Report software piracy confidentially and you may be eligible for a cash reward. Go online and input nopiracy.org or call 1-888-NO-PIRACY. Help protect innovation. That's nopiracy.org or call 1-888-NO-PIRACY.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Authorities say they have prevented what they call an unimaginable tragedy by foiling a teenager's elaborate plot to kill his family and bomb both a junior and senior high school in the southern Minnesota city of Waseca.
The information that has been revealed indicates that we have escaped what could have been a horrific experience. We can either believe that this occurred as a result of a lucky break, or, as I do, choose to believe that God was looking out for all of us.
That's Waseca Public School Superintendent Tom Lee, who says police were actually tipped off by somebody in the community.
We are grateful for the person who called the police for what they believe to be suspicious behavior. Their willingness to be vigilant and to look out for the community should be commended by all.
Police arrested the 17-year-old suspect this week and charged him in juvenile court with 4 counts of attempted first-degree murder, 6 counts of possessing explosives, and 2 counts of criminal damage to property. And this is SRN News. It's a list that no college or university wants to be on.
The Education Department has revealed the names of 55 colleges and universities facing a Title IX investigation for their responses to sexual abuse and violence on their campuses. The schools range from huge public universities, including Ohio State and Arizona State, to private colleges such as Knox College and Swarthmore College. Some of the institutions say they're cooperating with the department, though they're offering scant details about what information the agency is seeking.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. Ivy League schools Harvard, Princeton, and Dartmouth are also on the list. An official in Florida says nearly all of the inmates and corrections officials injured in an apparent gas explosion at a jail have been released from the hospital.
184 people were taken to local hospitals for treatment, including inmates and correction office staff.
The blast created confusion as hundreds of inmates and officers had to evacuate the building, which was all but destroyed. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460, 8:05 in the morning here on Friday. Carl and Linda Bott, how are you? And looks like we're going to have a sunny day with temperatures around 87. My goodness. I guess I need to get my eyes a little bit. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 53. Looks like Saturday and Sunday our highs are going to be 79. But Sunday, 20% chance of showers into Sunday night with showers. So looking forward to maybe a little bit more rain here in the North State. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. Senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call, 365-3793. We love our wonderful sponsors. Let's go to our Wells Fargo. Oh, my God, things are happening on the market here. I'm reading all about that. Chris, what's happening on Wall Street?
Well, after opening higher following a better-than-expected April jobs report, the markets have given up most of all the gains and have moved into negative territory. Currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 4 points at 16,554. The S&P 500 down 1 point at 1882, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 3 points at 4130. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 213 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Apple's up 16 cents at $5.91.79, Microsoft down 6 cents at $39.94, Facebook off 47 cents at $60.67, and Netflix up 86 cents at $337.38. Of local interest, Safeway down 3 cents at $34.18, Home Depot up 45 cents at $79.78, and Tri-County's Bank is unchanged at $24.04. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.59%. The 2-year treasury is yielding 0.42. Oil's up 35 cents a barrel at $99.77, and precious metals are higher with gold up $11.91 an ounce at $12.95.61. Silver's up 37 cents at $19.37. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 708-808-908. If you want to find out how to do, you know, find out about your investments, and you know, I've got some questions about it, or your IRAs, or any of this, give them a call at 243-7561 and then stop on by, see how they are. Congressman LaMoffa should be calling in here pretty soon.
And, hey, meanwhile, I have a couple tickets to give away. Okay. This weekend, in fact, on Thursday night, there's an organization called Girls Inc. And, it is a wonderful organization for, gals that perhaps may not have, what do you want to call it? The opportunity to, within their income or their homes to, be able to join organizations because of finances or you know, do the things that help you with your self-esteem. And so anyway, on Sunday, May 4th, at Carlino's room at Rolling Hills Casino, there is an event called May Day for the Girls by Four Girls, Inc. This is their signature supporter event. And I have tickets here to give away. I think this is a great event to attend with a girlfriend, with a daughter, with a neighbor, and I've got these wonderful tickets. It's, again, it's Sunday, May 4th from 2 to 4 p.m. And if you're thinking that, you know, you want to do something to maybe help inspire somebody or get somebody out of their blues, you know, I think these things are very inspiring and it's nice to have where you're there, you attend. So give us a call here, 605-4567, and I've got tickets. I've got two tickets to give to you this morning. And it's called May Day for the Girls this Sunday, May 4th, 2 to 4.
Okay, you know, the services have come up with some new, a bunch of new things. They've, first of all, Congress yesterday voted to keep the, commissaries open. There was a talk about, you know, in the defense bill about cutting the commissaries out. And then they also keep the housing allowance. Now, a lot of times the military, on the military bases, you think everybody lives on the bases. That's totally untrue. There's not enough room. So in the surrounding community, people live. And so if you're living in Oceanside, California, you've got one set of prices. And if you're living in Podunk, Mississippi, you've got another set of prices. They have a variable housing allowance that helps our enlisted Marines and officers that have to go out in town and find housing for themselves and their families. Well, they were talking about reducing that. And one of the stupid comments I heard from a senior enlisted in the Marine Corps, and I can say that because I read it, and I can say that after being in 30 years, is that, oh, well, you know what, we've had it really good, the best we've ever had it, and, let's just teach them, it'll teach them not to waste money and be more disciplined. You know, later, you know, the next day he wrote a letter to all the Marines, Sergeant Major of the Marine Corps did, and said, well, that's not exactly what I meant. But they were talking about doing away with that. And they were talking about, okay, we're going to cap the pay raises. And we've gone through that. When I was in during Carter, Carter just made sure nobody got a pay raise in the military or the government for like 3 years. And what happens there is you lose a lot of people that are in there saying, you know, well, how long is this going to go on? But there was no wars going on then. Now you've got, you know, you've had men on deployments. Their whole lives have been combat. Men and women, whole lives have been combat. You know, they've come up in the services. They've gotten married. They're raising families. And we've got to take care of them. Well, somehow in this gist of these things, our Defense Department, headed up by President Obama, of course, is Commander-in-Chief, who says he wants to take care of our people, yet wants to make these cuts. The House of Representatives did not make the cuts. They put that back in there. They're saving them from having to make these dramatic cuts in TRICARE, their health care, and all of this. So, but, you know, the military is going through a set of times here that are just, you know, it's unprecedented from the past. You can talk about after World War II. Yeah, we really cut back. Well, the war was over and all that. But now we're in the sense of that we're using affirmative action. We're pushing things that's put women into certain jobs that they've never been able to do in the past 200 years, and that's forced people to change the standards to be able to do this. Where you have 99.9% of the women don't want to be in a grunt, they don't want to be in these units. But let's do these changes here under Obama. Why are so many officers, admirals, and generals being relieved, and also the mid level guys, the colonels, lieutenant colonels, majors, and all this has been in the last 6 years. Well, I mean these guys, men and women, were all promoted under the last 6 years under President Obama and his standards. And yet we're getting rid of all these people. When you look at everything that's going on here, you have to ask yourself what's happening here with our military. And you know, so then when you hear there are some regulations that you have to ask about. They're saying, okay, if you've got tattoos that show, you're not going to be able to enlist. If you have tattoos that show and you're already grandfathered, that's fine, but you're not going to be an officer. You're not going to be a warrant officer. Well, there's a gent out of Kentucky, in the Kentucky National Guard, who is suing the Army for $100 million. He says, hey, I want to go to special operations, and he wants a federal judge to overturn the military's new regulations concerning soldiers with tattoos. He's a staff sergeant out of the National Guard. He said that, it's unconstitutional. that says that I can't become an officer or a warrant officer because I have tattoos when you let me enlist with these tattoos. And if that's the case, now you're saying you've changed the rules. And, you know, where you're saying I can stay in, but now you're saying I can't be advanced. And, you know, frankly, something like this, when I hear something like this, I'm kind of, you know, I'm thinking as, you know, I go back into this where you've got a set of standards and then you change the standards and you expect the, and then you hammer the people with it. I mean, tattoos are part of society now, whether, you know, whatever you say about it, they're part of society. Now, I personally agree is that, you know, as people coming in, don't have tattoos at show. I agree with that. But if you're in already, you know, this is something, in the community that I think people need to look at. To arbitrarily change these and lose these abilities to do that is wrong. Okay. We have Congressman Doug LaMalfa on the phone, and we're going to introduce him and take a quick break. Congressman LaMalfa, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hey, I understand your family's back there and everything's going on. Plus, you probably got to vote on things, right?
Well, we finished the day's work or the week's work last night, so we're actually on the tour of the White House earlier, and now we're touring the Library of Congress as we speak. So
it's good. Did you have breakfast with the president and the first lady? Hello? Did I just blow out the phone?
No, he said he's on his cell phone and they're making their tour. He's trying to make good though with his dedicated time to us. So we really appreciate that. Yeah. And you know,
let's get the break over now.
Okay.
Hey, this portion of the show has been brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. Espresso Joe's, the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Tobacco and Brew. We'll be right back after these messages.
Are you striving to live a healthy lifestyle? Eating healthy, working out, sleeping on a toxic-laden memory foam mattress? Don't be fooled by the claims that there are no organic mattress stores in the Reading area. If you suffer from headaches, allergies, chronic fatigue, joint pain, or seizures, the solution may well be a toxic-free sleep zone. Your waking hours can only be as good as your last night's sleep. Locally manufactured in Northern California, the Organipedic mattress by OMI uses only sanitized organic raw materials to produce the purest sleep system available. In fact, if you find a purer mattress anywhere, we'll give you ours for free. Now you can sleep on the most comfortable two-sided latex mattress and the purest Organipedic by OMI. From their 100% natural rubber latex mattress to the classic OMI innerspring mattress, you can now sleep safe in a toxic world with your Organipedic mattress from Creason Sleep Gallery. Locally owned and operated since 1994, Creason's Mattress Gallery is your complete sleep headquarters and carries organic sheets and pillows. Creason's Mattress Gallery, 2355 Athens Avenue, next to the Lazy Boy Furniture Gallery.
Join us tonight at the For Pete's Sake Cruise Night and Dinner, 6 to 9 p.m. in the city of Shasta Lake, as they kick off the annual Shasta Damboree Celebration. Friday night, friends and family gather at the John Baudet Community Center for the annual car cruise and $10 barbecue dinner. Entry forms for the cruise can be found online or at the event. For more information and entry forms, go online to ShastaDamboree.org or call 949-2759. All proceeds benefit the Pete Maché Scholarship Fund. Don't miss the For Pete's Sake Cruise Night and Barbecue. Sponsored in part by Redding Tire Center. Whether you're getting ready for a road trip, RVing, or off-road adventures, Redding Tire Factory can make sure your tires are ready to roll. Whether for passenger, light trucks, or ATVs, Redding Tire Factory carries a wide variety of name brand tires, including Goodyear, Cooper, Yokohama, and Nokian, all with the best warranty in the West. Enjoy the For Pete's Sake Cruise Night and Dinner tonight and the Damboree Pancake Breakfast Parade and all-day activities tomorrow.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
Your home is your castle, but to a thief, it's just another target. There's no one-size-fits-all security system, and that's why Hue and Cry custom designs every home security alarm system. Hue and Cry is a locally and family-owned business that's been serving the Shasta County area for 22 years. Hue and Cry produces a quality turnkey system with an exclusive performance guarantee. Now that's personal service. Call Hue and Cry. 800-800-ALARM. 800-800-ALARM.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. Head on down to 555 Cypress Avenue. You're not going to find a better deal on any Ford, Dodge, Dodge, Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, or Honda anywhere in Northern California. Give them a call at 223-2177. Redding Crown Motors. Our guest is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. And on our regular update, good morning, Doug. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
You know what? You should be here today, Doug, because it's the beginning of May, and everybody out here and is in their May dresses. So I'm telling you, you're missing a lot out here.
Well, I won't comment on that too much, but I'm sure it's really nice. The blooms are still out here on the dogwood trees and some of the cherries, so it's pretty beautiful back here after a lot of rain earlier this week.
Okay.
And, I'd rather bring the rain home, but anyway, it's been a good week. We did a lot of Veterans Affairs issues this week in the House. So
I wanted to talk about that. They just relieved or suspended this woman down in Phoenix, but she's not the only one that you all got your eyes on, right? I know Oakland and probably a few other places, isn't it?
Oakland is of course a target sites here for now, but you know it's a problem all across the country. You heard about Phoenix and the atrocities there, and then the Pittsburgh area one with the Legionnaire situation. So it's getting a lot more attention to the whole Congress here as we, you know, escape from crisis to crisis. This is pretty front and center here now, so I'm really glad for that. You know, this week it was the appropriations process for the Veterans Affairs, and so we weren't just going to willy-nilly let it through. We had several amendments to the appropriations bill as a whole, and some of the things we amended into it was I was a co-sponsor on an amendment to eliminate these bonuses for VA staff, and we're not talking about the good VA staff actually grinds out the work. We're talking about these top dogs that somehow believe that they've earned a bonus for not getting their job done on processing claims. And you know, we've talked about these horrific stories before here, where you know these claims are backlogged for, in some cases, years, but many months on some of them, and then they do this little game of getting people to reapply, and then it stops the odometer on the old case, and they say, yeah, we've gotten all our backlog cases, now most of them are 120 days or less. So there's a lot of funny business with that, and we're not putting up with it. So
great.
That amendment passed, as well as I supported an amendment and actually spoke in favor, too, on redirected $10 million from the VA general, we're calling it the slush fund at this point, towards technology upgrades to actually address directly the backlog. We think the priority should be the backlog and not have them have so much discretion with the general fund to do whatever else it is they've been doing. So, it's been pretty good progress this week, but you know it's always incremental, you know, Carl.
I know, but Doug, and I think people need to know this: is that you know, with you and your staff, you've had a lead in this thing about trying to go after these guys ever since you've been back there. And you know, one of the things you listen to your veterans group that you have a council or something that I'm honored to be a part of, but a number from all over that. This is you listen to what people are saying about there about what's happening in the VA, and you've been taking action. I just want to this at least we know people are trying.
Yeah, you know, and trying, you know, it isn't good enough when you're results oriented.
Yeah, right.
You know, at least we're applying what we can to get it done. And I'm grateful to have a Veterans Council that is, you know, serves as our advisors on these things. We can get a really diverse set of viewpoints from people that have served in different services and some with, you know, disabilities, from all over our 11 county district on that. So it's very valuable to me and my staff to be able to have that resource. Say, hey, what do you think we should be doing in this area? So
we've only got like 5 minutes left, and I do appreciate the time.
Sorry, it's so condensed here.
Well, that's okay. Well, you know, you've been on our show last month. You were there for an hour. I mean, it works itself out. Trust me. They're cutting back the amount of water coming out of the river, that we are going to have 10% of the agricultural area in California is going to lay fallow. We've already got the highest prices for beef than we've ever had, and we got cap and trade with on the horizon for putting another 25 plus cents on per gallon in the state of California.
So they can dump $250 million per year into high speed rail, right?
Yeah.
So that's what your state of California wants to do. So
that's our state.
Yeah, cap and trade. You know, I like cap and crunch a lot better. But this is it's just another one of these boondoggle things that Sacramento came up with, and the rest of the country is trying to emulate, to say, well, why don't we figure out new ways to tax people so that we can give federal or state agencies more power to come after more people, with people, you know, in a clipboard coming up in a pickup truck with a government plate on it and harass people. I'm really sick of this stuff. And for your listeners out there, just know that there's a whole bunch of us in this House of Representatives. We sit on the Natural Resources Committee. You know, Daryl Eiser runs that Government Oversight Committee. We're really focused on trying to make government be reeled in and be accountable here. But, you know, with this White House running rampant the way they are, and the Department of Justice, which they're the same fox watching the hen house on, they're the ones who are supposed to appoint special prosecutors, like whether it's going to be for IRS and Lois Lerner. By the way, I think next week we'll be having a floor vote on holding her in contempt by the whole House.
Thank goodness.
I think it's going to pass.
Yeah, well, yeah, so. You know what? They should. The other thing, too, is Benghazi is back in the news again. And
finally. Yes. And, you know, Charles Krauthammer, I'll give him credit. The issue looked like it was fading, and it's like, well, Republicans haven't, there's not much there you can do about it because of the stone wall that the DOJ and the White House is. But now these emails have been flushed out. I think it's taken a lot of good work by Daryl Issa's Government Oversight Committee and others to get this out there. And, you know, I think I'll just finish this thought by saying, not so much to be political, but if you did not have a Republican-controlled House or conservative-controlled House or people on there that really want to hold accountable, if we weren't in the majority on this, you would not be having these hearings. You would not have this accountability held. And so people like Elijah Cummings would be able to just slough off, for example, the IRS and the emails they're exchanging on which groups they should harass that might happen to be conservative. So it does make a difference, even though it's agonizingly slow, to try and get the actual remedies done. That's what takes elections, whether it's 2014 or 2016, to actually move the ball. And, Lord help us, we need to get those done because it's about serving our country and not this political nonsense we have.
Well, I know that you've, illegal immigration. I mean, is there going to be something happening here illegal immigrants in the next few weeks?
You know, there was a little fluff over the speaker. He was kind of, he came and explained to us, he was kind of making a little joke and making fun, poking some fun at some of the members, but there's no chance that we're going to hear the Senate bill as is. We're going to do, as what I've been telling you for some time, whatever the level of immigration is going to be, first of all, it's going to be control the border, have a documented worker program. We have to have actual documents with background checks, and then we figure out what we're going to do to address the illegals that are here. So, there's a way to work that out some way or the other, but this is something we're going to take out on the road, at least I intend to, and say to the American people in our district, what do you think is the right way to handle the illegal immigrants that are already here? What's the right way? Restitution? Deport them all? I have my own ideas on it, but I want to know what's right, what people in their minds feel is right as Americans, that are the taxpayers that, are really part of this process, trying to put their kids through college, only to see things like the Dream Act. If we know how the American people feel about this and what's fair to them, then I think we can implement policy on the illegals that are already here that makes sense to them. I don't want to tease out the question. Just out of the question for the speaker, even though there's a lot of people out on the internet, trying to pin that on him or saying like, oh, he's going to sell out. There's no chance, not a chance we're going to sell. We got too many hardcore patriots in this Republican conference in the House that are, just say, not a chance. So
great, because whatever y'all come up with, the first thing is close the border. And if you don't,
it's worse if you're not controlling the border.
Yeah.
You can have all the plans, all the amnesties, you can, whatever you want to call it, whatever you do. If you don't have control of the border, you're just going to be right in the same soup within 5 years anyway, because, and, you know, maybe fast forward because more people will say, hey, it's a green light. So, you know, I mean, Dana Rohrabacher had a really, really good speech about it on the House floor yesterday. He was at about 40 minutes on that subject and how the illegal immigration actually comes through and comes in and undervalues our workers here and actually keeps wages down of people that might be working up to a higher wage. But what's the White House's remedy? Just try and artificially force the minimum wage up. And what you're talking about, jobs that are on the low skill end. So, you know, the value isn't there. You're going to either get people mechanizing or exporting the jobs.
It's going to be.
I don't understand the economics at all. So.
No, I talk to people that are in business and, you know, like Black Bear Diner. Talk to them about if you had to raise the price, you know, raise their minimum wage, the impact it would have on the restaurant industry in this, in any state. So, anyway.
I had some fast food folks in a while back, too, and you think, well, you know, it doesn't matter to me personally if I pay $1.69 or $1.79 for a taco, but it's a lot of folks do watch this, you know, and they're watching these price points. You know, certain, like, value menus will have 99-cent items. If they can't sell for 99 cents, it changes the psychology of how people buy. They know. They track this stuff very carefully, you know, much more carefully than our government tracks things like Benghazi or what have you. But these people that are in business, they know what's going on with their business, with the economy, and how buyers buy. And they know there will be a negative effect on it. You know, even I think OMB or JO, somebody thinks it's going to have an effect of 1 million jobs if you bump this thing up, because there will be a ripple effect. So there's no free.
There's no free lunch out there, no matter what anybody thinks. Yeah, I know you've got to run, and I know you're coming back this weekend.
Thank you, Doug, for calling us and out of your busy day, and we hope you have a safe journey there, and we know you're doing a great job.
Thank you, Linda. We'll probably see you tomorrow night. Sorry, Club.
Yeah,
that'd
you know
be
what?
Fabulous.
I hope you can make it. Well, I'm emceeing that, and it's going to be a great time. Hope to see you there.
Oh, good.
And I'm just going to sit back and enjoy the event, so it'd be great to visit.
Thanks for having me on. You have a great weekend.
Thank you
for what you do here.
You bet. Thanks a lot.
Hey, currently 67 degrees in the downtown studios here. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Crack Master Windshield Repair. Jeff at Crack Master, we talked about this last night. If you've got a chip or a crack in your windshield, don't think about replacing it. Go and see Jeff first. He is going to give you just to shoot straight with you about if he can fix it or not. Chances are he can. And it's an inexpensive way to do it. You can't even tell that it's happening there. Located on South Market Street. That's 3208 Crackmaster Windshield and Repair. Let's take a break when we come back. Got to talk to you a couple things that I'm reading on the internet that are kind of amazing. Is the drywall in your house unsafe?
Well, you know, there's other things too we want to talk about. And, you know, a couple of these things with the government, Benghazi, the IRS, the impacts this has. And let's talk about unemployment. Unemployment is at the lowest it's been in a while, but let's take a look at the true figures. And if you think about this, is how figures can be manipulated. And we have set a record with, the amount of people that are working. But you may not like it. But we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange has always believed that peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store with locations in Reading, Chico, Corning, and we're happy to announce the reopening of our store in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palo Cedro. To celebrate this, we're giving away a free personal stainless steel water filter bottle, a $32 value, with the purchase of a 200-serving emergency food bucket while supplies last. These are a convenient and versatile food storage product. Just add hot water for quick meals at home or grab and go if you have to evacuate. And don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And once again, in Palo Cedro at the Holiday Market Center. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew, guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Buying a new car from Crown Motors is a great experience. Here's what Buffy Tanner said about her first purchase, a new Honda.
Crown Motors was terrific. From test drive, through the buying experience, to amazing service on our new Honda. We were so happy we bought our next car from Crown.
I love hearing from happy customers. We have a great team here at Crown, so come in today or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Hey, honey, our spa was delivered today. Want to hop in?
Wait, a spa?
Yeah, they made it easy. Shasta Spas and Barbecues offer maintenance, chemicals, covers, and parts. All made in America.
I love that. Hey, do they offer veteran and senior discounts?
Yep. Now can we go in the spa?
I'm in. Oh, where'd the gazebo come from?
I was on a roll. Tomorrow we can go back and get a fire table. Shasta Spas and Barbecues, 1872 Buenaventura, just a half a mile west of Highway 273. Call 241-3100 or go online to ShastaSpasAndBarbecues.com.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. The summer is a good time to give your irrigation system a tune-up. Remove anything blocking the sprinkler heads and fix any broken ones. Look at the spray heads on your sprinklers while they're working. Adjust them to avoid overspray onto driveways and sidewalks. Excess water flowing into the gutter doesn't help your landscape, and it can pollute our creeks and rivers. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
Haven Humane Society is excited to announce our 6th Annual Dog-a-thon Family Festival on June 7th from 3 to 7 p.m. Bring the whole family out to enjoy carnival games, splash dog jumping, the Westminster Dog Show, and more. This year we are having a barbecue and concert from 7 to 10 p.m. The Boot Scootin' Doggies event starts with a 6 p.m. Yappy Hour and features the band Cattle Rocket. Tickets are $25 and support our goal of a day when there are no more homeless pets. For information, call 241-5262 or visit havenhumane.net.
We're not gonna take it anymore. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460. It's Friday, May 2nd. It is 8:35 in the morning. Our phone line's here, 605-4567. We got open lines now, my friends. You got something you want to talk about? Something you want to just get off your chest? You want to, you know, something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567, and we're also streaming at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue, man's last stronghold. Discounts for seniors and veterans, and it's a great place. It's the Cheers of Barbershops.
Now, we have a lot of things going on. Okay, I wanted to talk about something that was kind of a headline, or is a headline. Chinese-made drywall used in more than 20,000 homes in the United States could have caused nosebleeds, headaches, difficulty breathing, and asthma attacks in tens of thousands of Americans exposed to it. The federal government said in a long-awaited report released Friday, the drywall was installed in mostly southern homes in Florida. Boy, are they having trouble with their sinkholes and everything else. Since 2005, now in 2012, there was a bill passed about drywall having more restrictions. And we know that when the housing market went up, I mean, a lot of this stuff, you may want to find out if there's been some kind of issue with you. That doesn't mean that maybe you didn't get Chinese drywall in your remodeled home.
You know what? I think I had Chinese drywall several years ago in the place I was at because
antibiotics didn't help.
Well, no. We were headbutting the wall and my nose bled.
The bottom line is that this modeling data suggests that levels of sulfur dioxide and other sulfur compounds found in these Chinese manufactured drywall were sufficiently high to result in a health effect people have been reporting. The research began in 2011, but was not finished until now because of the work necessary to create scientifically valid models that allowed researchers to estimate.
Chinese drywall can make you sick. This is the same Chinese stuff that they put into the steel and on the bridge in San Francisco that's rotting away, so they're having to change that. This is the same groups of people that brought you the dog food that was killing dogs. You know, at some point, people, are you going to say, oh, wait a minute, what's the common thread through here? China.
It's no longer sold in the United States, by the way.
No, it's sold in Mexico and being imported as it comes across the border.
Well, you know, that could be true.
Could be. Hey, let's talk about unemployment. The unemployment figures came out, 6.2. Yay! Wrong. When you add into that the people that are underemployed, the people that have just quit looking for work, which I'm not quite sure how you count those. And then one that just Mike Quinn just said, he said, well, throw this one in there too, when they don't count this one. Is how about small business owners that have lost their businesses and then can't, and then they can't put in for unemployment. So you can't count them. So this, the unemployment rate is well over 13%, really. And even though it says the unemployment rate drops, to the lowest with 280,000 jobs added. But what it doesn't tell you is how many people left, 600,000 left the workforce. And here's the worst part. You've got the lowest, right now it's something like only 62% of American workforce is working. Means that 38% isn't. The lowest number, or that's the highest amount of people that are not working And as far back as they can go. So we've got more people not working than ever before. We have people leaving the workforce. We don't have enough people coming back in. The economy's being propped up because our Fed keeps on buying, tens of millions of dollars of bonds every month to keep that going. If they didn't do that, what would happen? When they talked about it one day, remember the stock market just went crazy? So here we are with, unemployment. Oh, it's the lowest. Well, it's not the lowest when you add these in. Where is the recovery? Where is the recovery they're talking about? Oh, this has been such a great job. And they pat themselves on the back. They beat their chest. I don't see it. I see the fact is that people are still hurting out there. And then I look at what the price of gas in the United States is over $4. You keep saying, Carl, you talk about that. Yes, it's over $4. It's over four. It's the highest it's been in the United States ever.
And if you're a minimum wage worker, let's add that.
Yeah.
How do you drive your kids, the family that perhaps maybe you're making $10 an hour or $15 an hour, but still.
Let's just say $20 an hour.
Okay. So you're getting gas.
You've got to travel to work.
You've got to go to work. You've got to drop your kids off. You have to go grocery shopping. You have to pick things up. It's just daily routine stuff.
But
how do you do it?
Now you hear me rustling the paper because the Record Searchlight, and I've a lot of the things I've pulled out today about the dams and all that. Here's something. This is their editorial, which comes from the Sacramento Bee. And frankly, Record Searchlight, you need to stop outsourcing. You got some very bright people down there. When you outsource editorials, that just tells me is what you can't sit there and put a whole string of words together. I know it's not easy, but I don't think you should. I know that not all of them are outsourced, but I think, and I realize you're also probably in turmoil since Bruce Ross left. By the way, Bruce keeps emailing me about things. But they start talking about the compelling case for cleaner California air, which we just heard is that we up in Shasta County have got we're in the top 40, the only California city. And with us in Red Bluff that are in the clean cities. But one of the things they said in here about, well, what are you going to use all this money for cap and trade? These billions of dollars always to clean up areas. But one of the things they said here, as lawmakers debate grand plans from high speed rail, which is, when you think about it, the judge put it on hold because of the lies and the untruths and just the fact that it's not thought out and they lied about how much it cost and what it's going to do. Okay, but for these high-speed rails to transit-oriented housing, transit-oriented housing, you know what that means? That means putting people on the corridors. That means taking them from further out and putting them in closer. Transit-oriented housing. That right there, that little line, transit-oriented housing, ought to make people go, huh. So we're going to put housing right here. So, if you live out there, we're going to kind of like, you can talk about Agenda 21, you can talk about all these things. But the point is when you start hearing these things, oh, and they're driving the cost of gas up. They're driving the cost so that people are going to have a tough time. Like Linda, you said, it's not just minimum wage. It's people making $20 an hour that have to travel back and forth to jobs. When gas is going to be $4.50 a gallon, and it will be, that has a severe impact. When you're trying to bring food in, severe impact. Anything you're doing, severe impact on this. So it's all driving in one direction. So cap and trade, the people that thought this up in California, plus that 20% or 20% of all your energy or 30% of all your energy has to come by renewable resources by 2020, you know, your cost of electricity is going to just skyrocket. And they won't count hydroelectricity in California. Every place else in the United States does, but they won't in California. And the other thing, too, is that we still are being tied to the certain types of, you know, like they want to go solar, they want to do this. But when it gets down to it, natural gas is the cheapest. And we are sitting on an ocean of it right here in California. But do you think we're going to drill? Our leadership in California and, frankly, in America are men of no vision. Men and women of no vision. We'll be right back.
Join us tonight at the For Pete's Sake Cruise Night and Dinner, 6 to 9 p.m. in the city of Shasta Lake, as they kick off the annual Shasta Danbury Celebration. Friday night, friends and family gather at the John Baudet Community Center for the annual car cruise and $10 barbecue dinner. Entry forms for the cruise can be found online or at the event. For more information and entry forms, go online to ShastaDanbury.org or call 949-2759. All proceeds benefit the Pete Maché Scholarship Fund. Don't miss the For Pete's Sake Cruise Night and Barbecue, sponsored in part by Redding Tire Center. Whether you're getting ready for a road trip, RVing, or off-road adventures, Redding Tire Factory can make sure your tires are ready to roll. Whether for passenger, light trucks, or ATVs, Redding Tire Factory carries a wide variety of name-brand tires, including Goodyear, Cooper, Yokohama, and Nokian, all with the best warranty in the West. Enjoy the For Pete's Sake Cruise Night and Dinner tonight, and the Danbury Pancake Breakfast Parade and all-day activities tomorrow.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Looking for an unusual quality piece of jewelry? Do you have a wristwatch or timepiece that needs to be repaired and you don't know where to go to? Well, Four Winds Jewelry is the place. They have the only watch repair technician in town. Four Winds Jewelry is located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. And Four Winds Jewelry are the experts in gold or loose stones, opals, estate jewelry, or Native American pieces.
Go in and see Leonard and his associates. Four Winds Jewelry, meeting all your jewelry needs. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4 p.m. 222-2750.
Four Winds Jewelry.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life. Gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Friday. It's been a hell of a week. We're having a great time. May the 2nd, it is 8:48 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Martin and his group of merry men and women have been working in heating and cooling systems for over 20 years. Warranties guaranteed, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. It's getting hot. And I talked to Martin the other day. We had lunch, and he just said, you know, cooling systems, to go in there and have them checked. Have them checked and make sure they're working is such a big thing. We're going to have him on, in fact, to talk about what you can do to make sure your house, to try and save electricity, because, as we just said, electricity is at a premium, and it's going to get worse, the cost of it. So you need to have efficient systems, and he's going to show you how to do that. Give him a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org.
Hey, shout out to Pam Cart, who just came by. You know, Pam and Pat are do so much for our community, and, you know, I'm sitting here with my mouth full. She brought by, in fact, her company is called Patty Pam. And she brought by a box of gluten-free donuts, and they are, there's no wheat and no dairy, no gluten. So that is really, you know, the wave of the future. Anyway, thank you, Pam, and wonderful glazed donuts and biscottis here. You can go, if you want to find out more about that, you can go to Patty, P-A-T-T-Y, Pam, F-G-F at gmail.com. And that's Patty Pam, W-F-G-F at gmail.com. Really delicious. My God, we're sitting here going, okay.
Okay, now.
Donut balls.
Tomorrow.
What? Tomorrow. Go ahead.
No, I'm just. That Savannah's rolling on the floor at this point. You know what, Linda? We call them Linda-isms. Linda says things that the whole place comes apart in here because she, and then she goes, wah! Reading regional chapter of the Safari Club International is having a you know what? Their 20th annual fundraising banquet tomorrow at Wind River. You just heard the congressman. He's going to be there. There are going to be speakers from representing Brian Daly, also a number of other people. I tell you what, I have seen what they're raffling off, and I can tell you these are just outstanding raffle prizes, you know, all different types of firearms. Anywhere from a 22 up to a 338. Not only that, but they have hunt packages that go to Africa. They've got ladies and youth hunt, duck, goose, pheasant hunts. All, you know, you name it, they've got it there. Plus all different types of equipment, live auctions, drawings, a safe with a mystery gun in it.
I love it.
I know, all these things here. And I mean, woo-hoo. Hunting equipment, art.
That's tomorrow night.
Games, everything tomorrow night, and it starts at 5 p.m. Give Larry McLeod a call at 474-5075. They may still have some tickets left for dinner, but they will still let people in just if you want to sit there and enjoy the speakers and do your thing with the raffles and the drawings. Safari Club International. Lyndon, I'll be there. I'll be the MC, and it's just going to be a great time.
Now, I know before you go into your next rant, I do have one more thing besides the fact that, you know, we had these gluten-free donuts from Patty Pam that came to us that was like, wow, great Friday. This is a wonderful story, really heartwarming, quick story here. It goes like this. Along with many across the country, Ohio resident Dolores Dennison had the prom experience of her life this week, which included the perfect dress, the perfect dance, and the perfect date. Her great-grandson, Austin. Seems that Austin Dennison, a 19-year-old senior at Parkway High School in Rockford, Ohio, asked his 89-year-old Granny Dee Dee to be his date after learning she'd never gone to prom when she was a teen. Is that cute?
Yeah.
That is so awesome.
Ann, I know you're listening. Call in. You've got a public announcement. Come on in. Call in.
605-4567.
Right. And it's your Friday. We want to get all these public announcements out. The other thing, too, if you got something here you just want to say at the end of the week, 605-4567. And we'll talk about it. You know, next week on Monday, we're going to have Enjoy. The beginning of the first Monday of the month. We have Enjoy in. We're going to have a number of people in talking about what's happening in the jails. I'll be down at the jail on Monday at 1:30 sitting there and with the people that make the decisions on who goes free. Who goes free in the jail system when they arrest somebody, and what is your criteria? Well, I'll be sitting there with them on Monday afternoon, and then I'll talk about it Tuesday, but they're going to show me here's the criteria. This is what it takes. And then they're going to let me make the decision. Now, let me make the decision. They did say something to the effect that they would review my decision. So, anyway, and I can understand that on something like this. And then on Wednesday, they're going to be on the show, the captain in charge of the jail and the men that makes the decisions down there, one of the men that makes, or men or women that make the decisions on who gets turned loose and a little bit more about that. And this continuing series of trying to get our arms around what's going on in the, in our legal system. And frankly, yesterday, you know what? Ruth called in and said it, and, you know, we're sitting here talking with Shasta County DA, and he said he has no, really has no idea of really what to do, because they, you know, you can have a plan. Obviously, you want to catch kids when they're young and fix them, but where are we right now? And they don't know what to do. Rob Pelletti, Tom Basenko, all the senior people here, the system's broken because we don't have any room for these guys and girls. But, you know, frankly, we don't want to hear that. Yeah, we don't want to hear that. We want to hear, here's a plan. Here's what we're going to do this year. And this is what we're going to do next year. And this is how we're going to handle this crime. All right, let's go to the phones. BC, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. And a quick comment. In 2008, I'm at the election there where the, everybody voted for the anointed one, gas in California was $1.80 a gallon, and on the East Coast it was $1.50. I don't know how those liberals out there, or anybody that voted for this hope of change, can just figure how much it's cost them in this last 5 years just for transportation alone. I don't understand why the Republicans don't have billboards on every legislature city that shows every day they get up and drive back and forth to working folks and look at that sign at $1.80 a gallon in 08.
I know, and then people complained about it.
Yeah.
You know, the media went after Bush about that.
Yep.
And then now it's four. In BC, you can take, you want to bet with me when this cap and trade starts? This time, on this day next year, and whoever wins gets lunch or, you know, wherever you want, that, the gas is going to be closer to $5 than $4.
It will be in California for sure.
In California.
That's 33% green. And they're only at 9% now, I think. And that's by 2020, 33% green. This is incredible, crazy of what's going on.
It is, and it's not getting any better. It's going to get a lot worse.
It is. Anyhow, thank you, Will. Have a good weekend.
You bet. You too, BC. Okay, a couple announcements here. The public, voter registration day at the Republican headquarters on May 17th. Chance to win a giant picnic basket if you bring in a pet food donation for Haven Humane. Wow. Okay, that's cool. That's May 17th. We'll talk more about that. Shasta County Republican Central Committee voted to not endorse candidates for governor, controller, who else here? To not endorse candidates for governor, controller, attorney general, and secretary of state. I would imagine that means is that they're not really happy with who these guys are. But you have to figure out who's running for governor here. You got that one guy. They got caught with a weapon, an unregistered weapon as he was going on to the plane, Donnelly. And then you have this other guy that was one of the people that believes in TARP and bailouts and all this. And when they asked him questions about it, when you listen to him, he goes, when the one congressman asked him, said, well, how can this guy from AGI get a $3 million bonus after you use so many hundreds of millions and billions of dollars from taxpayers? How can you say that this is right? He never did come up with a good answer on that, but he's running for governor against Brown. You know, if you're going to run people against the machine of California, it better be pretty good. So the Republican Central Committee up here voted not to endorse. Isn't that interesting? Okay. Next week's going to be a big week. All these things going on.
Fantastic. It's May, and of course, we're getting ready for Rodeo Week. Don't forget the Asphalt Cowboys Golf Tournament's May 5th. And before you know it, you know, here we are. I still have tickets, by the way, 605-4567 for Sunday's May Day, May Day for the Girls, which is, at Rolling Hills. It's a wonderful Girls Inc., event that's putting it on. And I've got tickets to give away here today. I'd love to have you go take a friend and be there to support girls' causes. That's May 4th. And give us a call here. I've got a couple of those left.
Just remember to head on down to Bastiani Arms this weekend, located at 2539 Larkspur. John really prides himself on having it all there. Ammo, guns, they can be able to work on your guns, you know, any type of your firearms, optics, anything you need for your shooting needs. All at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. So if you're looking for ammo, and people write to me and say, hey, do you have, you know where I can get this? It's almost like a drug deal. I say, well, my supplier, and I never say who it is. Well, my supplier, I call my supplier. It's John Bastiani, but I call my supplier and I go, how are you looking for this? He goes, well, we got some, but you know, it's you better get down here now. That kind of thing. And then everybody looks right and left when you buy it. It's really interesting. Have a great weekend, my friends. Give them a call for the Safari Club International.
Yeah, I remember to do random acts of kindness. We talked about that last night.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a way to sprinkle positive energy and, people just knock them off. Knock the socks off by filling, up a meter for somebody or something like that.
How about this? You're getting to, you're buying a cup of coffee or something like this. You buy it for the person behind you or just something like that. They're just little things. And can you pay it forward? And we've had a lot of stuff paid forward to us. And so
like
we try to keep it going,
today.
Like the donuts day. So we're going to share those with people. Not Mike, because Mike will eat them. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, have a great weekend.
It's going to be
a
great weekend. An hour.
Hopefully, you know, I hate to say this, but hopefully we'll get some rain on Sunday.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
It helps us. So
bring your pads in.
Yeah. And remember, we get the beginning of May. It's 90 degrees today or close to it. Don't leave your animals in the car. This is where you have to start thinking about. Don't leave the car. Don't leave your dogs in the car because it'll kill them. It's 90 degrees, they'll die. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys out there. Which are you? Back down. Gonna
stand my ground. The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The House Oversight Committee has subpoenaed Secretary of State John Kerry. Lawmakers want his testimony about the response to the deadly attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya. There's been a subway accident in New York City. An express F train headed to Manhattan and Brooklyn has derailed in a tunnel in the Woodside section of Queens. Emergency responders are on the scene. There's no word of any injuries. One economist looking over the latest employment report declares happy days seem to be here again. 288,000 jobs created last month, the most in 2 years. Wells Fargo security economist Mark Vittner.
When you look at the economy's underlying momentum, there is no question that the economy is stronger in 2014 than it's been in any year since the recession ended. And we see the economy gaining momentum over the balance of the year.
The unemployment rate has dropped to 6.3%, but part of the reason